Dr. John Duffy, who is a friend of the show, and I always love hearing his thoughts. He reached out to me and he said, you know, Anna, there's something I'm seeing when I'm talking to college students in my practice and what people are going through in general. I don't know if it's unique to college students, but it's just, it's something about how, what they're going through now. And, you know, kind of the pressures on them. So hello to Dr. John Duffy. How you doing?
I'm good, Anna. How are you?
You know, not bad. Not bad. We're talking about all this stuff.
Good.
And obviously this isn't the framework here is that there are people who are getting seriously ill and even dying, right? So of COVID. And then, you know, you talk about college campus experience. And I have getting some texts from people saying, oh, boo-hoo. So you have to get off campus. And, you know, that's a small price to pay. But look, I want to talk to you because you're sensitive to these kinds of things and you understand what people go through when they're having these kinds of experiences. It can be really impactful.
Yeah, you know, I do get the oh boo-hoo. I get that point of view. And, you know, boy, if you had to take another break from campus, would that really be the end of the world? Keep in mind, most of these kids have been off campus for 6 months, right? And I'll just tell you, Anna, that I'm talking to about a couple dozen college students, and I've gotten texts from the majority of them in the last, let's say, 10 days or so. And what they've been reporting to me is not particularly encouraging about their experience of campus life. They feel depressed, demoralized, hopeless. A lot of them say they feel a little bit set up by their school, by the administration, because they have the choice maybe of staying all but quarantined in their rooms, which is isolating and a little anxiety-provoking. Or if you choose to go out, you have to be super contained, and if you're with X number of people, then you risk suspension or the campus police or the town police coming after you. So it's really kind of this confusing patchwork to decide even what you want to do, whether you want to go to school or work virtually from home or take a gap semester. These kids are really very confused and quite upset about, like, what their options are and how things get better. If they don't get better this semester, how they might get better next semester, because they're just not seeing that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting thing. It's sort of like, okay, so here you are, and some colleges, I imagine, are not giving that refund, so you feel as if you've already got the money vested or you already have paid for your apartment for the year, and that's not cheap, and so you have to sort of make the best of it, go forward with it, and then you get there. And it's not really what you expected. I mean, I think in general, college students are old enough to know what the rules are and that you shouldn't be socializing, you shouldn't be doing partying and that kind of thing. It's amazing to see some of the universities are devoting police resources to going out and, you know, checking in on parties and, you know, encouraging tips. Syracuse suspended 23 students for what they said was a reckless gathering off campus. And so they're really sort of going after the kinds of things that used to just be part of the college experience, but now, you know, simply it can't be that way.
Absolutely. And I think that's what a lot of students are struggling with is, okay, if that can't be part of the college experience, then what exactly can? You know, because what I'm hearing is that the college experience is narrowing as these few weeks even go by. I'm not just talking about, you know, last semester and this semester, but they're saying we can't really get to know any new people. We don't really know how to join clubs. There's these virtual Zoom meetings for these gatherings of clubs, but they don't feel the same remotely. And everything from classes to dining halls, all this stuff feels foreign and clinical and removed. So if there is a campus life, if there is a campus experience, I can tell you that there are a couple of dozen college students that I am very closely familiar with who would say they're not experiencing that. They're not having that awesome experience or even a positive experience, to the point where I'm working with three students who are considering either just forgetting it, taking a gap year, even if they lose tuition, or dropping out altogether.
Huh. That's got to be tough choices, right? Those are
yes, right?
Tough things to have to think about. I mean, and then the other thing you told me that you're hearing is that they're sort of doubtful that this year is really going to play out. And even if they are on campus, they're sort of like, okay, we'll see how long this lasts kind of thing.
Right. So I have a deep appreciation, and maybe I haven't stated this. As we got started here, you were talking about how all the schools are working so hard to make this work so that kids can be on campus or on campus as much as they can, in person with professors as often as they can. And I do not envy college presidents and deans who have to put all this together, taking the risk that you are, you know, exposing some kids to COVID. I think this is really, really difficult. That said, I have yet to speak to a college student, freshman, sophomore, junior, or senior, who feels like no matter what the university is telling them, no matter how well the planning is going, not one student believes, oh, this semester is going to go as planned. They are all certain that they're going to be in classes virtually and in all likelihood will be home. So to explain some of the early partying or getting together with friends, there are some kids who are kind of like heading off the campus figuring, you know what, I'm only going to have these few weeks here. I may as well spend this enjoying my time with my friends because I am confident that this experiment isn't going to last. This isn't as thought through or planned through as anybody thought it was. So I'll just enjoy my time while I'm here because I know I'm going to be home within a few weeks.
Yeah, I bet that's the case. That makes a lot of sense given what you're seeing. You know, I mean, everyone knows kind of how you're supposed to behave and you're not really seeing it. And so you sort of think, well, maybe they suppose that this is their only access to see so many of their friends that they've missed. And it's natural to sort of crave that and want to do that, right? Even though you kind of know it's not right. I mean, I started out earlier saying that when I talk to people in that age range, and just recently someone I won't name, but it was returning to college in the Midwest, and she said, you know, all my friends are, you know, we really are kind of going to parties, and we are. I'm not proud of it. I'm not boasting about it, but we are doing it. And I just don't know, you know, she's like, I don't see that stopping.
No, I don't, and I don't see that stopping either. And right, it's, to your point, it's not the right thing to do. And these are adults and we need to treat them as adults. And, you know, if there's a penalty for doing the wrong thing and exposing people to something that could be really hazardous to their health or the health of people around them, they should be held accountable. That said, just as a side note, and I'm just trying to give you some inside information based on, you know, doing clinical work with these people. I've been forwarded two invitations to parties, and both of them have been very clear, like, if you feel like you are not well or you've been exposed to somebody who might have COVID, please do not come to this event. So I just want to make it clear that even if these kids are doing things that exceed the number of people that are supposed to be there, at least some of them are aware enough of the responsibility they hold that they're willing to say, hey, don't ruin this for us. You know, like at the very least, don't ruin this for us and create a huge problem. If you've been exposed to somebody, stay away. So I just don't want people to think that this is just pure thoughtless,
right? Mm-hmm.
Reckless behavior. Yes.
Yeah. You know, I get that. And that's what I was trying to make sure I wasn't trying to say that because I don't believe in most cases that's what it is. I think it's like that natural desire at that age to put yourself back in being 20 again, 21 or 22. And you know, that's what you want to do. It's what you want to do, right? You want to date. You want to be in mixing with other people. You want to interact. And it's been 5 months now, right? So you just.
And it's the setting you want to do it in. This is where you're used to doing it, right? So everything suggests like you go out with your friends except for the rule.
Advice for if you got somebody in your family who's of this age range, what kinds of things are you saying, Dr. John?
I think you have to sit your kids down and first of all talk about, like, you know, given that this is an unusual semester, and again, it's late in the game, but it's not too late. Some kids haven't even left yet. But even if your child is already on campus, to sit them down and talk to them about, you know, okay, what's the best story we can write here? Given that this is an odd semester, what's the best story we can write? How can we create a circumstance where you can have some fun and engage with your peers without putting other people at risk? And that usually the punchline to that is to come up with a reasonable size bubble of peers who are not infected and have been tested. And, you know, and make that the group of people that you hang out with. And I know you have to get really creative. I know that basketball hoops are down on campuses. I know it's really hard to get in the gyms. I know a lot of extracurriculars are strictly via Zoom, but even if it means you can get outside and take a walk or a jog with your friends, be creative. And, you know, this is an opportunity to have a unique semester, going on the assumption that we're going to normalize things in the not-too-distant future. Make this a unique semester where you can leave come November. You know, I think most schools are going to be done by around Thanksgiving, and you can leave with your head held high feeling like, you know what, I made the best of a difficult situation. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best advice I can give people.
Well, and I like that. What's the best story we can write? Because you're right. No, you can't pretend this is the normal story, or, hey, you're going to college, it's all going to be great. It's sort of like, this is a different year, and let's set our expectations for what they are. I mean, I get that. You know who's going to need counseling? Let me tell you this. You're a clinical psychologist, Dr. John Duffy. And I was just reading this headline that CPS is now going to be charging full tuition, $15,000 in some cases, for virtual pre-kindergarten this fall. Those parents are going to need counseling, because not only is your four-year-old not going to be in school, they're going to be at home, and somehow that's e-learning, and you still have to, I don't know how you deal with that. A four-year-old at home, how do they e-learn? I mean, these are problems.
These are problems, and if we've got a moment, I want to speak to this for a second, because I read this, and it blew my mind.
My mind, too.
Putting yourself in the shoes of these parents, right, who are paying full tuition, first of all, mm-hmm. and then add insult to injury, your 4 and 5-year-olds are going to be with you all day long. And the only reasonable advice here is you've got to lower your bar for yourself and your child to something that feels incredibly reasonable. In other words, you know, whatever e-learning gets done, gets done. If we miss a few lessons here and there, that has to be acceptable. If we all need to go to our special lonesome places just to breathe for a while, mm-hmm. We may need some separation from our kids, because we are used to getting it for at least half a day, right, at this point, and if not all day. So, be gentle with yourself as parents. Be gentle with your kids, because this isn't what they experienced or were picturing experiencing. And drop that bar so that you really recognize that the key here is to foster a little bit of confidence and a little bit of resilience. This does not have to go perfectly, but if at the end of the year you can say, I fostered these two things in my young child, then you know, the alphabet they're going to learn, the times tables, they're going to learn all this stuff, that this is all going to come with time. But if you feel like, okay, they're a little more confident and they can handle a difficult time, they're more resilient, they've got a little more grit than they had 9 months ago, you can say that come May, you have done an amazing job as a parent of a young one.
What would you call it, the safe space that you go to?
Yeah, you need your own safe space. You need an escape from your children.
Yeah.
I think all parents are going to need some little escape from your kids. And if that means the TV babysits for a little while, the TV babysits for a little while. And that is not the end of the world. But give yourself the luxury of some time on your own every day. Otherwise, as parents, we're going to burn out, and then we're going to say and do things with our kids that we will regret. And we want to avoid that, because we are modeling, you know, emotional self-regulation as we go too. Mm-hmm. And that's another really important skill to teach your young kids. So we might not be teaching them every single thing they'd learn in the classroom in this time. That can't be the most important thing. But if you get to competence, resilience, and self-regulation, you've done a damn good job.
Yeah, I've learned that iPads and Alexas can raise children. It's really remarable. They can ask questions about their homework, and Alexa answers. It's great. It really is.
Yes.
It's a great break.
For hours a day, and there's great software out there to help teach kids. Avail yourself of all of it. Absolutely.
Whatever it takes. Thank you, Dr. John. Good hearing your voice.
Good to hear you.